Now, the third conservative leader to fall victim to party divisions over Britain's membership of the European Union.
It is and will always remain a matter of deep regret to me that I have not been able to deliver Brexit.
After three failed attempts to settle on a Brexit deal with Parliament, May announced she will resign from her position in 2 weeks. Her departure will trigger a party leadership contest in which any Conservative lawmaker can run. However, opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn called for a national vote instead.
The reality is, a new Conservative leader isn't going to solve the problem. There has to be another opportunity for the people of this country to decide who they want to be in their government, how they want the government to be run, what the long-term strategy is of that government. I think we need a general election.
May will remain prime minister while the Conservatives elect a new leader. U.S. President Donald Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi traded insults in an escalating feud. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It began with Pelosi suggesting she's worried about the president's well-being and questioning his fitness for office.
I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
I'm an extremely stable genius.
Pelosi, though,
she is a mess.
And after holding off on giving her one of his patented nicknames,
Crazy Nancy,
which he later took back since he calls Bernie Sanders Crazy Bernie. Still, the president says Pelosi has issues.
She's lost it.
Everybody's taking a break for now. The House is on a Memorial Day recess and the president's heading to Japan.
Maybe he wants to take a leave of absence. I don't know.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The insults follow questions about whether Trump should face impeachment over past and current dealings. This is VOA News. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif met Friday with leaders from neighboring Pakistan as tensions escalate with the United States. Zarif and Pakistani Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi led their respective delegations in formal talks. The visiting Iranian diplomat then went for a meeting with Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan. The Associated Press cites Iran's semi-official Fars News agency as saying Zarif also lashed out at Trump during the visit. AP correspondent Kathy Gannon.
Zarif, in response, said Iran will see the end of Trump. Trump will never see the end of Iran.
Zarif assailed Trump for his tweet earlier this week, warning Iran not to threaten the U.S. again or it would face its, quote, official end. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan for the U.S. denied reports Thursday that between 5,000 to 10,000 U.S. troops could be sent to the Middle East to defend against a potential threat by Iran. VOA has reported that Shanahan and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, planned to provide the president with a wide range of options Thursday in response to rising tensions in the Middle East. That includes possibly sending thousands more U.S. troops to the region. Shanahan confirmed this ahead of the briefing at the White House.
What we're looking at is, are there things that we can do to enhance force protection in the Middle East? You're absolutely right.
Which involves sending additional troops.
It may involve sending additional troops.
It is not clear if the White House will approve of sending additional forces or equipment such as more Patriot missile batteries or ships. A bomb exploded in a mosque in the Afghan capital Kabul during Friday prayers, according to officials. Three people were killed, including a senior preacher, and at least 20 men were wounded who had gathered for worship. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
The preacher reported killed was a supporter of the Western-backed Afghan government, which Taliban militants are trying to bring down. He was also a member of the National Ulema Council, Afghanistan's top Muslim cleric body. A hospital doctor said the facility had received 19 victims, three of which were killed. The remainder were still undergoing treatment. A police spokesman said explosives were apparently placed near the altar of the Al-Taqwa Mosque, a place used by the mosque leader to initiate prayers. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but the Taliban and Islamic State fighters regularly stage attacks in the capital. Steve Miller, VOA News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump visited Arlington National Cemetery Thursday ahead of Memorial Day. We have more on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Voice of OA. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in